This is bad news for November 2019 by Radio Zones of Subversive Expression and 1431 AM.
Vancouver eviction. On the 2nd of November, the squad named Vancouver Apartment was evicted by state forces. Four people that were inside at the time were arrested, while the animals of the squad were abducted by municipality forces or trapped inside the building. The building was sealed by the state forces, leaving inside three cats. After the eviction, anarchists attacked state forces that were left to guard the entire city block where the squad was located.
Asoe. In the same city block where the evicted squad Vancouver was located, state forces has targeted squads inside the Economical University of Athens. Cops entered the university campus and started taking students, kicking out everyone without an academic ID. Then they attacked squads inside the university. The university administration ordered the eviction of Vancouver a few days before and ordered the lockouts of the campus until the 17th of November. The Economical University of Athens was targeted all those years by the right-wing propaganda as the heart of illegitimacy. Tortures, sock dogma. On the evening of Thursday, November 7th, a group of Zeus gangs attacked Harilau Trikoupi Street. Immediately after, police forces from the MAT and the OPKE floated Exarchia Square, chasing people indiscriminately. Above this delirium of repression, they encircle a cafe full of patrons and workers and attempt to invade inside without a warrant, without a prosecutor. They besiege the space for quite some time, blocking its entrances. They rush to the spot after lawyers from the trapped and threatened were summoned. At that very moment, and without any cause, they launched a new tear and glitter attack and proceeded to the target capture of Lambros Goulas, his fierce beating, and then his torture by state forces on Bubulina Street, a street well known for state tortures during the Greek Huda.
Abductions. On Friday, 9th of November, an anti-terrorist operation led to two arrests, charging them with robbery and involvement in a terrorist organization. At the same time, authorities are looking for another companion in order to give him the same accusations, while arresting a close-knit companion, giving her flawed accusations.
On Wednesday, November 6th, in the Apollo area of Thessaloniki, fascists attacked an Iranian student, made a mark on him with a knife, and threatened him to go back to his country. Due to this incident, anarchist collectives, assembles, and leftist organizations held public anti-fascist meeting with microphones on the very next day.
On Monday, the 4th of November, 252 immigrants were violently pushed back from Evros to Turkey by the Greek army, who beat them up and took all their belongings.
Since Saturday, on the 2nd of November, 16 female prisoners began a hunger strike, protesting for the conditions they are being held under and for the geographical detention policy that keeps the refugees almost imprisoned in the islands.
Cops invaded Libertatio squad at noon of Thursday, November 7th, in Thessaloniki. Eight people were taken to the police department, four of which were eventually arrested. They are facing minor charges referring to illegal construction work in the building.
On Friday, November 1st, the sub-owners' collaboration of Kifsia organized a series of events under the title Halloween Kifsia 2019, for which the subs prolonged their working hours until 11 o'clock at night. This so-called white night was a failure after an interference of syndicalists, so most subs sat down on normal schedule.
On Wednesday, November 6th, during the morning, a 55-year-old lost his life after an explosion in a steel processing room at the Nickel Factory of Largo.
On Friday, the 8th of November, two cops escorting a patient sent to the psychiatric hospital by the prosecutor beat up a male nurse and handcuffed him. After his superior interfered, the cops took the handcuffs off and left.